right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A busy 8 o'clock hour coming up. Michael Shouse will join us, the political columnist and founder of Shouse Creative. He has filled in for me on occasion and does a great job. He's a former radio guy. I really think he is. But he'll get a chance to weigh in on the governor with a temporary save for opportunity scholarships and more Biden vacations, this time in our state. That's what's so amazing. After all the vacation in Delaware, giving a no comment when asked to react to the death toll in Maui, which, by the way, is up to the last time I checked was 106. And it keeps going up and up and up. Those poor people on Maui, Lahaina destroyed. I mean, just obliterated off the map. It's so sad what's going on. But the president vacationed in Delaware. It didn't stop him at all. And now he's coming west to Incline Village. And I've spent many, well, not many, but a lot of vacations in Incline Village at that Hyatt Regency Hotel right there on the water. Oh, it's breathtaking. It is that good. We'll get a chance to find out what Michael Schaus thinks of multiple vacations for our president. Oh, and by the way, we'll have the latest on the Georgia indictments of the former president, Donald J. Trump. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Hour number three straight ahead on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Small business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Hall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, proposing a March 4th start date for former President Trump's trial. March 4th, the eve of Super Tuesday, fueling Mr. Trump's claim that this prosecution, as well as the others, are designed specifically to disrupt his presidential campaign and deny him his free speech rights. Downed live power lines being looked at as one possible cause of the Hawaiian wildfires, although the investigation is just beginning. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says that more canine search teams are being added because of harsh conditions on the ground.
Because of the conditions and the fire debris, the dogs have to navigate the heat. They have to deal with issues with their paws, walking through glass and debris. And in these conditions, the dogs require frequent rest, which is why we are sending in additional dogs to augment the operation.
The death toll is 111, with as many as 1,300 people still unaccounted for.
At least three schools were untouched by flames in Lahaina, but are still being assessed after sustaining wind damage. The campuses will open when they are deemed safe. Elsewhere on Maui, crews cleaned up ash and debris at other schools and tested air and water quality. Once reopened, displaced students who enroll at those campuses can access services such as meals and counseling. The Education Department is also offering counseling for family members and staff. Transportation officials said the Lahaina Bypass Road, closed since August 8th, is open again, allowing residents to access the burn zone. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Just 36% of American adults approve of the president's handling of the economy, among the findings of a new AP NORC poll. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 45 points, the NASDAQ down 54. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. 6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. The Henderson Little League All-Star Team opened play at the Little League World Series yesterday with two of its pitchers combining on a one-hitter, but it still wasn't enough as they lost 3-1 to the Metro Region champions from Smithfield, Rhode Island. The team now moves to the elimination bracket where they play Saturday afternoon at 3, taking on the loser of today's game between the West and Great Lakes Region champs. Go, Henderson, go. Hard Rock International one step closer to converting the Mirage Volcano into a huge guitar. Clark County Zoning Commission okaying a routine procedure that prepares that property for construction development. Current planning documents show the high-rise guitar-shaped hotel tower will be built where the Mirage's volcano now stands. Once complete, the Hard Rock Hotel expected to have 600 hotel rooms, 48,000 square feet of gaming, and 96,000 square feet of retail and restaurants. Tickets are pretty scarce when it comes to U2's opening residency over at the MSG Sphere, but some are still available. Ticketmaster reports the least expensive tickets begin at $375 apiece for shows in mid-December. The most expensive seats, $1,495 for many of the band's October dates. Tickets for the first four U2 shows, which begin September 29th, sold out. Southwest Airlines offering you more flexibility while flying. The possibility of swapping your seat for an earlier or later flight is available for flights with the same origin and destination as the ticket you initially booked if a seat is available. Southwest is also introducing same-day standby options where you can keep your current flight while also listing yourself on standby for a different flight. Take AM670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670KMZQ.com. That is 670KMZQ.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving, just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Struggles continue on I-15 through the Resort Corridor. Another accident on southbound 15. This is between Charleston and Sahara, and that's taken up the left side of the freeway there. 15 southbound before Sahara is where the accident is in that area. New one in Henderson. This one's on the Beltway westbound side of 215 before Windmill. That's on the left shoulder. And an injury accident of the southwest streets near Mountain's Edge at Mountain's Edge Parkway in Buffalo. Late afternoon thunderstorms are forecasted today. Before that, mostly sunny skies and hot temperatures that get up to 107. Winds up to 20 miles per hour today. Already 90 degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become, we become... the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
From the king of the world! Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Thursday as we inch ever closer to the weekend. Good to have you with us. Coming up later on in the hour, Karen England will be along from TakeBackTheClassroom.com. You'll want to hear what she has to say about our classrooms, the books that are in our classroom, some of the obscene material that is in our classrooms, and it's happening everywhere. It's happening here in Nevada. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. But first, Michael Shouse joining us, political columnist and founder of the ShouseCreative.com. He joins us. Always good to have you on, my friend. We're going to have another presidential visit, this time Joe Biden on yet another vacation, this time in Incline Village. Nice. Billionaire's Row, I believe, is what they call it.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of fits. You know, once upon a time, we used to think of the Democrats as the party of the blue-collar workers, but that's certainly not the case nowadays.
Boy, no kidding. This is going to be interesting. Talk about the optics. You're very much into branding and marketing and things like that. How do you market a president that was lounging on the beach in Delaware while people were dying on Maui, and now as they dig up the dead, he's going to be vacationing again, this time at Incline Village?
Well, you know, let's not forget that the first time around when Biden was running, he'd spent most of his campaign in a basement somewhere. So, you know, I think it's important to remember that his big selling point isn't that he is this terribly competent statesman. It's literally that he's not Donald Trump. That's the only thing that the Democrats really cared about in 2020. And I think it's really still the only thing they can really say positive about the man now in 2023. So, you know, as far as the optics go, look, it's no secret that Democrats are not terribly enthused about him. And I'm sure that a lot of independents are not enthused about him. And it's kind of tells you the sad state of our political affairs when, you know, the guy that's going to be running for the Democrat Party, his biggest qualification is that he's not the guy who was running for the Republicans.
I want to ask you about the latest indictment, the fourth indictment of our former President Donald J. Trump. There is all kinds of talk that they want to move the state proceedings to a federal court. What would that mean? I'm not an attorney, so, and I know you're not either, but I'm just curious if you have any insight as to what this would mean, moving it to federal court.
Well, man, you know, first of all, I'm starting to lose track of all the indictments.
you and me both.
You know, see, every time you turn around, you got another AG somewhere that's, hey, I want to be on the map, and they throw some charges up there. You know, I'm not exactly sure because, again, you know, I'm not an attorney, but I think that the idea is make it look more serious. They want to turn it into a federal deal so that way it apparently, you know, could potentially cause him more of a headache. What's interesting, though, and this is, you know, something you and I have talked about before, if you were, let's pretend that you were an AG out there and you were a Democrat AG and you wanted Donald Trump to get the nomination, the first thing you would do is go out there and put in an indictment. Every time one of these happens, it doesn't hurt him. It only helps him with a lot of his supporters. So, you know, I'm sure we'll see how everything shakes out. I know he's got one heck of a legal team, and, you know, not that I'm sure that a lot of the times they're holding their breath because he's out there saying things, but they are probably giving him some good advice. So I'm sure he'll navigate it just fine.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. If the president can get all of these state court issues, especially in Georgia, kicked up to the federal level, we'll see what that means. Do you think we'll get to any of these trials before the election, or will it all be after the election?
Well, in a normal world, I would say yes, probably would, because usually what the judiciary would do is they'd look at this and they'd say, oh, look, there's a bunch of stuff here for this guy. Let's try to consolidate as much as we can and try to do some sort of an expedited schedule. However, we don't live in normal times. So who knows how this is going to shake out? I think it's quite possible, maybe even very likely, that at least some of this is going to be dragging on into the election. And that's something that, you know, obviously there's a lot of turmoil in the Republican Party right now because you've got, you know, I keep on saying there's not a single base for the Republican Party now. You've got multiple bases, and they're trying to figure out amongst themselves, okay, how much is this going to hurt during a general election if all this is still lingering? Because it probably will still be lingering in the background.
Are you surprised, a lot of the pundits are, that this former President Donald J. Trump Every time he gets indicted, he raises another $10 million. His numbers go up. He's up by 30, 40, even 50% in a lot of different polls. Are you surprised that this has not seemed to damage the Trump brand over the course of the last few months?
Well, let's be clear, too. It has not hurt Trump's brand with people who are probably inclined to support him anyway. In fact, with those folks, this actually kind of helps him a little bit because most of these indictments are looking very, very political. And so people say, oh, well, this is political persecution. This is, you know, this is the deep state, so to speak. And so, yeah, they start to rally behind him. The big question, the big unknown there is, okay, what about those people who are not inclined to support him? Those, you know, very, very few people that fall in the middle that you're going to need to win, or maybe even some of the people who lean a little bit left. How is this impacting? And that's the big debate in the Republican Party now, because it does look like Trump is running away with the nomination, and there's going to be a question there. Okay, if he does that, is he electable in a general election? And this is it's boring because we have this conversation every single presidential primary, but it is actually something that matters. And, you know, there's a lot of disagreement about that within the Republican Party. So it's interesting to see how that goes. And as long as there are a lot of competitors to Trump in the Republican Party, I don't think you're going to see a terribly viable alternative because you kind of have the non-Trump vote, so to speak, is split among so many different people.
Next Wednesday, the GOP debate in Milwaukee. Should Donald J. Trump be a part of that debate, or should he sit this one out?
Well, if I was on his legal team, I would say please don't go, because every time he opens his mouth, you know it's a headache for the lawyers. I mean, and that doesn't even mean that he's doing anything bad. It's just if you are in the middle of indictments, lawyers don't want you to talk to anybody. Now, if I was on his political team, I would say, please go show up because that could, you know, you have control of the conversation. And Trump has proven to be very, very effective in those types of settings. So, you know, there's definitely a risk and reward there that him and his team are going to figure out. I will say this for everybody else on that stage, regardless of what happens, they have a real opportunity here. If Trump is there, they have a real opportunity to push back on him on some of the things that conservatives really care about. You know, I keep waiting for somebody like DeSantis to talk more about the fact that Fauci was from the Trump administration. And there's also an opportunity there. If he's not there, they can throw those out and none of them get answered right away. So I think that's what Trump's going to be thinking about. He's going to think, hey, look, I have to be there to answer some of these folks if they start throwing some of that stuff out.
Want to bring you closer to home. The governor has created a temporary save for the opportunity scholarships. I didn't know what the AAA Scholarship Foundation was until about a week ago. Now they're a part of saving the opportunity scholarships. Is this a temporary reprieve or, you know, we always joke about, has the governor called? I'm not sure if the governor had something to do with this, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it is absolutely a temporary fix. It's a Band-Aid fix. I know the folks over at AAA, full disclosure, I've actually done some work with them, and they're great people. And when the Democrats refused to do anything, when they cut funding during the legislative session for the Opportunity Scholarship Program, and then most recently the Interim Finance Committee refused to use COVID money to help these poor kids that are about to lose their scholarships, and when that all happened, I'm so happy that the folks over at AAA said, okay, look, we've been responsible with the money that we've used. We have some extra that's bookmarked for future years for our current students, but we're going to take that and try to do this Band-Aid fix so hundreds of kids don't get kicked off their scholarships. And that's great. Here's the bad news. If we don't see an increase in funding for the program, that means that even more kids are going to be losing their scholarships in a couple of years because this money that's being used by AAA, that was bookmarked for the kids that they currently have in future years. So something has to be fixed, and I think the governor absolutely knows that. I'm glad to see that the governor and AAA worked together to find a Band-Aid, but we've got to fix this. Otherwise, a lot of kids are going to lose really great opportunities to have a better education.
Tell me what AAA Scholarship Foundation is, what it does, and its ongoing efforts outside of this Opportunity Scholarship thing.
Yeah, they've got, I mean, they're one of the scholarship organizations here in the state. I think they were the first one or one of the first ones to show up after we passed the program. And what it is, if you're a business, you can donate money to them to help these kids. And then under the current Opportunity Scholarship Program, you get a tax credit for the money that you donate. So it's kind of like you're giving your tax dollars to this organization so they can give scholarships to low-income kids. And they operate in a number of states, including Florida, when Florida first started their Opportunity Scholarship Program. And they've been absolute legends at this. They've been helping so many kids. They do a fantastic job, and they know the laws probably better than anybody else. So they've been there at the forefront since day one, trying to grow this program, trying to expand it, and most importantly, finding kids that really need help. You know, they really focus not just on low-income kids, but they say, all right, low-income family that has fewer opportunities than anybody else in the neighborhood, let's help that kid. Let's help that family. And they do great work. It really is an amazing organization.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us, a political columnist and the founder of ShouseCreative.com, who joins us on a regular basis on this program. Could the AAA Scholarship Foundation model be the prototype for maybe a larger program statewide that's privately funded?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would love to see something like that. You know, the challenge that you run into is when you're out there as a nonprofit trying to solicit donations for scholarships, it gets really difficult because that gets expensive. Yes, people will get a little bit of a tax deduction on their federal taxes, for example, but it's really tough to get those big numbers that you need in order to make the program work, which is why the Opportunity Scholarship Program is such a great idea, because it really incentivizes businesses to invest what would otherwise be their tax dollars right into helping kids get a better education. It's an amazing program. And if you look at places like Florida, it's been a huge success. It's helped thousands and thousands of kids, and it's less expensive than the current public school spending. So they've saved money in Florida and been able to reinvest that into the public education system. If this program went bigger here in Nevada, what's ironic is all the teachers' unions and public schools would actually have a bigger pot of general funds that they could then squabble over. Of course, they don't like that because people wouldn't be stuck in their schools and they feel like they'd lose some political power there. But, you know, I would love to see, regardless of what happens with Opportunity Scholarships, I'd love to see organizations like this be able to grow and help kids even without the help of some sort of school choice program.
I love that. I love that idea. And the notion that we've got people who are sitting on tens of millions, maybe billions of dollars. You know, when you're talking about gaming or you're talking about mining, some of these big corporations couldn't say, hey, here's $10 million. Do some scholarships. I mean,
and I'd love to see groups like, you know, some of the trade unions. I mean, I know the laborers union, when we were first talking about school choice, they were in support of it because they loved the idea of building a trade school that was, you know, high school trade school and being able to help kids. So, I mean, there are a lot of interests here. It's just corralling all of them and saying, look, this is going to be a good investment of your dollars, regardless of what happens on the tax front.
If folks want to know more about what you do, Michael, where can they go?
Best place to go is just Shouse Creative. That's S-C-H-A-U-S creative.com. And we basically help organizations and individuals tell their story. We do branding and marketing, graphic design, videography, all that stuff that you need to go out there and tell the world what it is that you do.
Michael, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks so much.
There you go, Michael Shouse, the political columnist and founder of ShouseCreative.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line today right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. The ongoing craziness of Donald Trump's legal troubles. We will break it all down for you and give you the absolute latest.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates.
There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us. That's mrsfixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone.